And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2015. It's the birthday of William Randolph Hearst, San Francisco, 1863. His father acquired the San Francisco Examiner as payment for a gambling debt, and his son took it over at the age of 23 and became famous for sensationalism, or as it was called, yellow journalism. One of his writers said, "A Hearst newspaper is like a screaming woman running down the street with her throat cut." In 1898, Hearst sent the artist Frederick Remington to Cuba to cover the war, and Remington wrote home, "There is no war, request to be recalled," and he was told, "You furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war." And the Hearst newspapers did their best to promulgate what came to be called the Spanish-American War. It's the birthday of Duke Ellington, Washington, D.C., 1899, took piano lessons as a boy, but it wasn't until he heard ragtime and stride piano that he got interested in music. Duke Ellington said, "I never had much interest in the piano until I realized that every time I played, a girl would sit on the piano bench to my left and another to my right." And it's the birthday of the poet C.P. Kavafi, born in Alexandria, Egypt, 1863. Lived in Alexandria almost his entire life, in an apartment just above a brothel, across the street from a church and a hospital. It's the birthday of the editor Robert Gottlieb, born New York City, 1931. In 1957, he was a young editor at Simon & Schuster when the company was in turmoil, nobody seemed to be in charge. And he received a manuscript for a book called Catch 18 by Joseph Heller. Gottlieb thought it was brilliant, and he and Heller went to work on the book. Gottlieb taped pieces of the manuscript and Heller's handwritten notes all over his office walls and desk, rearranging passages of it. One day he heard that the novelist Leon Uris was about to publish a book called Mila 18, and that's how Catch 18 became Catch 22. Came out in 1961, sold more than 1 million copies. Robert Gottlieb, who said, "I have fixed more sentences than most people have read in their lives." Here's a poem by Philip Schultz, "What I Like and Don't Like." "I like to say hello and goodbye. I like to hug but not shake hands. I prefer to wave or nod. I enjoy the company of strangers pushed together in elevators or subways. I like talking to cab drivers, but not receptionists. I like not knowing what to say. I like talking to people I know but care nothing about. I like inviting anyone anywhere. I like hearing my opinions tumble out of my mouth like toddlers tied together while crossing the street, trusting they won't be squashed by fate. I like greeting card cliches, but not dressing up or down. I like being appropriate, but not all the time. I could continue with more examples, but I'd rather give too few than too many. The thought of no one listening anymore, I like that least of all." What I Like and Don't Like by Philip Schultz, from his collection entitled Failure, published by Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.